दर्शनात्तम वै प्राहु संकर्षणम् भुवि प्राहु संकर्षणम् भुवि रामेति लोकरमणान् रामेति लोकरमणान् बलभद्रम् बलोच्छ्रयात् बलभद्रम् बलोच्छ्रयात् गर्भसंकर्षणातं वै प्राहु संकर्षणं भुवि रामेति लोकरमणान् बलभद्रम् बलोच्छ्रयात् गर्भसंकर्षणातं वै राहु संकर्षणं भुवि रामेति लोकरमणान् बलभद्रं बलोच्छ्रयात्
Hare Krishna. What meaning? Garbha Sankarsanat. Because he will be taken from the womb of Devaki to that of Rohini. Tam him. Rohini Nandana. The son of Rohini. Vai indeed. Prahu. People will call Sankarsanam by the name Sankarsana. Bhuvi in the world. Rama iti. He will also be called Ram. Lokaramanat. Because of his special mercy in enabling people in general to become devotees. Balabhadram, he will also be called Balabhadra. Balautshrayad, because of extensive bodily strength. Translation. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Ram because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula, and he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Please repeat after me. The son of Rohini
will also be celebrated
as Sankarsana
because of being sent
from the womb of Devaki
to the womb of Rohini.
He will be called Ram
because of his ability
to please all the inhabitants
of Gokula.
And he will be known as Balabhadra
because of his extensive physical strength.
Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarsana, Balaram, or sometimes Ram. In the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Ram is accepted as Balaram. But although devotees of Lord Ram may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Ram. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Ram, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balaram as Lord Ram. Jayadev Goswami also speaks of three Ramas, Parashuram, Raghupati Ram, and Balaram. All of them are Ramas.
You see, maybe so here the son of Rohini is celebrated at Sankarsana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Ram of his ability to please the inhabitant, that the Goloka, Gokula, sorry. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. He has got many names in Upanishad and Vedic literature. He is almost Krishna, but there is subtle difference there in tattva. Those who want to know God, you must know the tattva, of course. Tattva is very important. Tattva means truth. Usually we have got adhikar accordingly. We understand all these things. These things are achinta, inconceivable, because we are in a conditioned soul. Unless we become liberated by rendering devotional service, by surrendering, and gradually progressing under the guidance of a Sadguru, and he guides us, then we know. This, he represents the strength, embodiment of the strength of Baladev. Baladev is Ashraya Tattva. We have to take shelter of him. This is very complicated, very complex. Excuse my English, forgive. So it's a, there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram in a sense that just like Krishna is say, according to Brahma's realization, our original Guru, which Sampradaya we are coming from beginning, he's saying, after realizing the Lord, he is saying that Krishna is, according to Vyasadeva, as Swayam Bhagavan. Now, he is the original God, Krishna. He is a young boy, tend the cows in Vrindavan. This is Madhurya Leela. And his Aishwarya Leela is as Narayan in Mathura, in Dwaraka, with awe and reverence we worship when Krishna, that is Aishwarya Leela, that is Mathura platform. And this is Madhurya Leela is Vrindavan platform where one can fight with Krishna, joke with Krishna and say, who are you? Something like that. I am the son of Nanda Maharaj. No. You are defeated. You carry us. And this is very sweet. Krishna likes it. This is different platform. But we go step by step. ABC is Bhagavad Gita. We have to study Bhagavad Gita well. We must come to surrender. And then, from surrender, when we digest this thing, practicing in our life, no, we are not this body, and surrendering, gradually come. Over said, study Srimad Bhagavatam. But the Srimad Bhagavatam, actually one can relish, who is a Paramahamsa, highly elevated soul. So these mysteries, they discuss, and we can have little peep of the, through the window, Krishna book, of the spiritual world, world of Krishna, world of Krishna, but he is not complete. Most complete is Vrindavan Krishna, little less is Mathura Krishna, less but complete is Dwaraka Krishna, he is Vaisarya. But there is another Krishna came to teach us how to serve Krishna, Krishna himself, to relish, that greatest devotee Radharani relishes. You know, to know that Krishna became greedy and stole from the heart of Radharani, that is, he came in the form of Mahaprabhu. So our acharyas, which we cannot understand, we follow their footprints, their instruction, and through the eyes of scripture, through the eyes of sadhu, liberated soul and parshad, associate of the Lord, Narottam Das Thakur says, Brajanda Nandanjai is Sachi Shuta Hoilo Se. Who was Krishna, he came as a darling of Mother Sachi in Navadvip, in Mayapur. Balaram Hoilo Nitai and Baladev came as Nityananda. Krishna Lila is Brajalila. Brajalila is Krishna. There is no difference, but there is variety there. This is Audarya Leela. It's very most munificent. Krishna is killing the demons, Balaram is killing, or which is within our heart like a demon, the help, that is Balaram. It's like a guru original. So Noyamatta Balahinone Lobbo. If you want to know God, you must want the help of Balaram. Unless you want to get into Madhurya Leela, that is Radharani. We cannot go there. You know, we cannot. We are liberated, still we are thinking, man, oh man, all these things. Actually, we are all Prakriti, predominated. Krishna is only the Purusha. Narayana is the Purusha. We are the enjoyer. We cannot. But giving them enjoyment, by pleasing their senses, we can enjoy to some extent. We are deep tattva. So, we can, so Prabhupada said, we can understand Krishna tattva. If you go through what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, step by step. So you meditate on Krishna's lotus feet, means you study Srimad Bhagavatam. Because simply studying Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, you digest it, you can completely realize God. Completely. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti. You don't have to go to Ras Leela, killing this. But we are still on the surface level, we are doing. He's killing this demon, that demon. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very simply, those who coming like that, he is making everybody devotee. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dham. That is Mayapur dham. Those are living in Mayapur dham, most fortunate. Otherwise, go to Vrindavan, this, that. If he commit offense, that platform, you have to pay high price. You want to enter into Krishna Gojala, even Lakshmi Devi cannot. So you are worshipping Radha Krishna means, sometime Prabhupada said, you are worshipping actually Lakshmi Narayana, because of the Aishwarya Bhav there. You cannot be like that. But our goal is Radha Krishna. So we go through step by step. Bhajandana Nandanjai, Sachita Hailo Shai, Balaram Hailo Nita. We're studying Nityananda Prabhu, we can understand Balaram, how he is doing. So Balaram is Tattva. So you see, when that Krishna is coming, before that, six other sons was killed. Actually, you go deep into it, according to Acharya said, it means within our heart, many dirty things there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Darpana Marjana. We have to clean our heart. We have to become free from all these dirty things. How many of us are that much free from all these things? First is thinking myself, I am this body, and acting. You can say easily, I am not this body. But our realization reflects, our action reflects our realization, conviction. If I am not this body, I will act accordingly. Our action tells. Action tells louder than words. How much I have become free from lusty desire, anger, greed, after material, temporary thing, illusion, arrogance, ultimately enviousness. As long as you are not free from all these things, it is very difficult to really Srimad Bhagavatam or understand. That is Paramahansa. And real pure devotee is supposed to be Paramahansa. Paramahansa means Hansa in the Satya Yuga, they didn't used to commit sin in this. They're all God conscious. They are called Hansa. Hansa means who takes the essence of something, spiritual portion. Just like a Hansa, swan, you see swan, I don't know whether it is Raj Hansa. They say that milk and water mixed, he takes the milk portion. So, the Paramahansa means those who take in this material world, there, but he takes the spiritual world, reject. He can really Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, we have to go Srimad Bhagavatam step by step. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second canto, we are like there, maybe Krishna's lotus feet meditating. Then you become purified, they can really three-fourth canto. And this way you go to Krishna's face. That is smiling face of Krishna. That is tenth canto. So these things are very deep, actually. But in order we have got a greed. With greed we can all get this. This is the only prize, say. So we'll see what our acharyas are saying. So you know, first it is Krishna, our Brahma is saying, then Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. And Krishna is coming to help, to nourish Krishna's pastime. He asked demigods to come. Even Krishna in the form of Baladev, he is also coming. He is nothing but Krishna more or less, but role different. Sometime elder brother, sometime younger brother, sometime Lakshman, younger brother, carrying out his word. Sometime elder brother, he is telling, do this, do that. But he is always trying to help in his pastime. Like that. This is Baladev Tattva. And that means he is our Guru Tattva. Without Baladev, we cannot go to Krishna. Without Nityananda, we cannot go to Chaitanya. Nityayar Karuna Habe, Brajira Adha Krishna Bhava. Dharu Nityayar Charan Dukhani. Nityayar Charan Satya, Tahar Seva Kulitya. We are all eternal servant. We may know or don't know. If we don't know, we are serving Maya, something else temporary. But we are always looking for happiness. That is prayer. Maybe with the body or with related to the mind. And ultimately, trying to straighten, it is said, a dog's tail, which is, say, with a grease or something, for a short time I get little pressure. Ultimately, again, turn. Again, you have to. This is what we are doing. Till we come to a point that we must go, we want happiness, Ananda Buddhi Vardhana, spiritual happiness. That Balaram can help us. If we surrender to Balaram, surrender to Nitai or his representative, who is a pure devotee, Sadhana, in our form. So, Balaram Tattva is this. So, what he said is our Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. When the six sons, you know, died, Krishna, Kamsa killed, it figuratively it means, when we become free from all these, our eternal enemy, all these things, heart become clean, all these dirty things, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mad, matsarya, how many? Six? Kaam, lastija, krodh, anger, lobh, greediness, moha, illusion, mad, means, say, arrogance, pride, something like that, superiority, complete. Then, matsarya, enviousness, that is last. Very difficult to get rid of. Others can be used in Krishna's service, of course. It is very difficult. But hearing Krishna Katha from Mahabhagavat, you become free. Krishna's pastime, Lord Master, Ramchandra, Lord's pastime, you can become free. Then we can relish. So at the present moment, we have greed, we can little discuss about that. Then, who came, Lord? Before coming, Lord, we cannot ask Him to sit anywhere. He always resides in His Dham. Dham means Vishuddha Sattva. That is, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sadditam. So Vasudev, the word, Vasudev, in His heart He appeared. Because that is Vishuddha Sattva. In heart is Then, Devaki means his wife, externally you are seeing, but Devaki actually representing Satchidananda. How? He said, he is subordinate, like a disciple. Disciple surrenders when he takes diksha. When he surrenders, then because of his surrender, they are being pleased, Lord, from the heart of Guru, because he is surrendering like a disciple. Guru makes it appear within the heart, Krishna of disciple. This is called diksha. These things are very deep. So, when he's become free from all these things, by rendering devotional service gradually, cheto darpana marjam, then Balaram came first in Devaki's saying, these things are very complicated, deep, complex. Little we are saying to by rendering devotional service, we all things realize all these things. This is parama gujjam, most confidential. So they figuratively say, different acharya, different. Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, when you become free, then Balaram come, because if Lord is coming, it has to be very clean, pure. And he has to sit somewhere, so he is his asana, sitting place. He is Anantase. When Narayana sits. And so all these things is represent Baladev. His asan, his umbrella, his kharam, his wooden slipper. To us like that, but this is different. It's very difficult to penetrate all these things, roughly what it means. His upabhit, he's got a, all these things actually expansion of Balaram, not divine from Balaram. His scripture is saying. We can see only through the eyes of scripture. Balaram also means who is the enjoyer. So if we associate with Balaram, serve him, we will become also joyful. We can ask ourselves, we are doing devotional service, are you becoming joyful? Oh, but early they used to say that. We come to the spiritual plane, Jiva Bhuta. From Jiva Bhuta, your conditioned soul, come to Brahma Bhuta. Brahma is, means condensed in a bliss. You're always expanding, roughly, it means that. They have got other also explanation. Condensed knowledge. So, we'll have knowledge, spiritual, I am not this body, I am a spirit soul, I am a servant of Krishna, eternal servant, Krishna is eternal master. By serving under the guidance of pure devotee, gradually our life become blissful. The Prabhupada used to say, you see, people say, one father told me, wherever I go, I see, ISKCON devotees, boys and girls, young, chanting, dancing, bright face, and very joyful, blissfully chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We know nobody can do it artificially in India, in Calcutta, of Delhi, Madras, we go sometimes, we see there's some club there, you know, they do asan, and doctor says if you are always love, you can free from so many bodily ailments. And always keep yourself joyful. But when they see the devotee, they understand this is real joy. This is natural. They are artificially laughing. Ha ha ha. People laugh at them. Laugh at them. They know these guys are all nonsense. But they see the ISKCON devotees, say, yes. They'll, how you become like this? Come to our center. Chant Hare Krishna. Give up all this. Take only prasad. You'll find you'll be always joyful. We don't have to say. Outside fathers say that to calling Prabhupada. I see your boys and girls everywhere. Very bright face, joyful. And Prabhupada say, yes. They are not before. When they started practicing Krishna consciousness, throughout the world, they look like peacocks coming from Vaikuntha and chanting and dancing. This is result. If you are joyful, you are associated with Krishna. As with Balaram, be joyful. Balaram is enjoyer. He is always joyful. Chetoda Purnamaram. How? By doing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method. Param Vijayate. Definitely you will be victorious. Sri Krishna Sangha chanting Krishna's name. Krishna's name is Balaram Devanda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, please engage me. Hey Krishna, hey Radharani, your pleasure giving energy. Please engage me in your service. And that is why Prabhupada says bhakti means with love and devotion render service to him. Service means what Acharya asked us. Our Sadguru, you do that service, particular service. You do this service, you do this service, just do that. And something is common, of course. The bhajan, get up early in the morning, chant Hare Krishna. You're not doing, then you cannot tell. He can be. He can maintain purity, standard. This is very good. We have to strictly. Jasyadevi para bhakti. One was an implicit faith. Because Lord is infallible, He is achyuta. We have got as much faith as in God's words, Krishna's word, Balarama. That much faith in Sadguru, then everything will be revealed. Though these things are very complicated. Then after Balaram comes. Before, when Balaram came, then Krishna ordered Yogamaya. Because he is the real master, because he is the Karta Masai. He is the Bhaktaram, he is the original enjoyer. Jagadaram. Sarvaloka Mahasaya, he is the supreme controller. Even he controls Balaram. Balaram may want Subhadra may be married to Duryodhana or something. No. He like Krishna, the original marriage. And he accepted it. This we have to careful. The acting externally, elder brother, but listens to Krishna. So these things are, we have to see through the eye of scripture and what Acharya says. Otherwise it will be all very nice, killing demon. We don't know what is inside. They are explaining all these things. As much as we are pure, Atah Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Gaja Mindri. If our senses are always bhogon mukh, always trying to enjoy material object, then we cannot understand. Atah Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Gaja Mindri with this sense. Shevan Mukhejo, if you have got a service attitude, then with tongue, service jivado, and function of tongue is to release, test Krishna Prasanna. At this moment, I think all of us this much realize Krishna through prasad. Everybody likes prasad? That matters, this we are Krishna conscious. Now, if we are serving by distributing book, by all these things, other, that is better, of course. It is a little harder. By hearing, of course, we are. But sometimes we come to hear, it doesn't lie. Because disease, because somebody has got jaundice and medicine is sugar candy and he is healthy, he is enjoying. His paramahansa, he is enjoying Krishna Katha. And tattva, we may not always enjoy. We may say, what time is? Today is Akadashi, I think. Today we are not going for other seva, 9 o'clock. So I hope we can stay till 9, at least if not, to discuss this. This is already 8:45. I'm just repeating what he said. But this is very good. Still, Prabhupada, if we ask, we'll find many devotees, how he came to Krishna consciousness, he has a story to tell. What is that? He came to listen to Prabhupada's lecture, chanting, dancing. But when you say, how he become bhakta? Well, I think, I like prasad. Like prasad means Krishna's mercy. Maybe a little gross form, but this is non-defined form. It's very powerful. At once he give up all his bad habits. But if he tries on his own, very difficult. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Almost next to impossible. In most cases. The habits is the second nature. To give up nature is very difficult. Very, very difficult. But Acharya knows the technique. Thus he is everywhere. Yeah, we have got our ISKCON Lapi. Even as far as materially so-called most important person in the world, politician, they're shaping the world in different way, materially, top position, powerful, these guys are attracted. We hear sometimes Putin-like person and others, you know, Russian head, he like our prasad. In one sense, like Krishna, he doesn't know. Like Krishna. Because originally, everybody liked Krishna. Everybody loved Krishna. And unless we develop that priti na javat, moi vasudeve, Rishabhdev said, as long as you not develop love for me, you cannot give up your bodily concept, attachment. Very difficult. Very, very. But it is so nice, Krishna consciousness. Still ISKCON, so many devotees, and most maybe best organization to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Others are trying, agree with that, but ISKCON is most well organized. And Prabhupada said, unless we ourselves do damage, nobody can stop. And coming 10,000 years future, this will go on to spread Krishna consciousness. So we have got great hope. Future looks great. If you are cautious and strictly follow what our Acharya is saying, the distillation of the instruction Prabhupada gave, Prabhupada says, do not change what I give. And if you don't, then you can carry on this thing. And you can get the credit, Krishna's maximum mercy, through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method, through Prabhupada's method, and this way we can go ahead, get the Balaram's mercy. Nayamatta balohinena labha. Balaram killing so many demons. And Krishna was killing, Balaram was also killing. This means, our Acharya says, with our spiritual strength, we become free from all these demons. These demons, figuratively, sometimes judge some of our Acharya, mean many things. I am a great devotee. Nobody is greater than I. This is one type of thing, dirty things. It is not how we become free from it. Among ourselves, fighting. This is another type of thing. So, define that. The Balaram killing some of the demon means, our Acharya said, you with your spiritual strength, by advancing Krishna consciousness, you become free from all these things. This is one type of anartha in another. Anartha means there are four types of main anartha. One of the anartha means you are thinking I have this body, but actually not, you are spirit. You have no birth, you have no death. But if you know all these things, you get a spiritual body. Next life, never birth, never death. Come to spiritual life. Amritattam, we are like that. But you get a covering. Jiva Bhuta, you want to enjoy. And as long as you are there, that mood, we cannot go there. We can at best go to a higher planet, again enjoy more. But you cannot get it. So, by the help of Baladev, we can become free from this anartha, other anartha, aparad we are doing sometime, that is, we are not relishing holy name. We are not relishing holy name. When you are free from this all the aparad, then you can relish the holy name. That before that you have to be a Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma. Na sochoti, na kangshoti. Don't lament. Are you lamenting if you lose something material? Not. If something will be very joyful, material, everybody, we are not. I will see you with everybody. Realize with everybody Krishna is there. So we treat him accordingly. Then real bhakti will start. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kaṅkṣati sama sarvesu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavate param. Then real bhakti will start. We can really stand bhakti. That means, bhakti means rendering pure devotion with love and devotion. You are liberated soul, you are Paramatma will prompt us, do this. Others not liberated, Maya is whispering, do this, do this. Maya will be whispering. Have you come to that platform? Then Paramatma will guide us. So we have to go to all these places before we can realize, like a Paramahamsa or Srimad Bhagavatam, Sattam Paramam Dhimahi. Then you can think of what is Satta, Krishna, Brahma. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Shabdati. We can know this. Krishna is Vishwara Paramakrishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. What does it mean? Krishna is the embodiment of eternity. Sat. Sat means his Sandini Shakti, which gives us Sandhan. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Krishna is in the Vishuddha Sat, in his Dham. Where he resides? Where he resides? Where is Vishuddha Sat? Where is pure devotee is talking about Krishna Katha? You are attracted? You're joyful, doing this relish? You are in the Dham. Of course, you are in the Dham here, grossly. Maybe subtly saying you are in the actual, not in the Dham. You are in the Dham, again not in the Dham. In a sense, there is Dham, there is going to be material covering. You are there, depending on your consciousness, how pure you are. Dham means what? The Goswamis are staying in the Dham. This is called Kalpavriksha Laksha Videshu. Whatever the desire, at once there is realized. Are you realizing? Many of us maybe. Who is pure? If may not now, later, sometime, realize whatever desire, material or spiritual, you realize. That is Dham. That is Dham. Sat means Sandini. So Sandini and then Chit is Gyan, knowledge, gives our relation with Krishna, and Balaram will tell us. The spiritual. Sat Chit, Chit Shakti. Will give us this knowledge. Ultimately, Madhujal Radharani will give. We cannot have. Then, Ladini, this nourishes these two. Ladini Shakti. These things are very subtle and high. I don't want to go. I'm little mentioning whatever the Acharya says. Please forgive me. I'm giddy. And telling. So, Prabhupada says, Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, is a window to have a peep. There is a world like this. Prabhupada said, most of us don't want to go back to God, to that world. May not believe even. How we know? If you are too much attached to sense enjoyment, you cannot go back to God. At least, not very quickly. As long as is this desire there, enjoying. You have the mood of pleasing Krishna. Everything I am doing, is it please Krishna? No. Or Acharya, please Krishna? Now, Prabhupada, please, yes, you are in a spiritual plane, come. Now, I want to please my mind, my senses, then material platform. Then, in material platform means you are in ignorance, you are conditioned, you cannot understand this. But if you are greedy, you have got low law may come, I am hearing all these things there, I like to go, you have to pay the price. This is a Bengali day saying, Kosta korile Krishna mele. That is why Rishabdev say, Nayam deho deho bhajang niloke kastan kaman birbhujam tapo udip. This is tapasya. I want to enjoy, but I should not. I control. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, never mind. It's something. Don't get attached. Raghunath Das, to teach us, he came. He is Bhagavad Parshad. Going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again. I want to become like him, Sannyas. He said, Sthir hoya ghare jao, naho batur. Be peaceful. Don't be crazy. If you want to become like me, serving me, go back home. Your father and mother got him married. Married you. You do your grihastha ashram, but don't be attached. Think your wife your object of enjoyment. Then you don't think like that. You just, as a matter of duty, behave with her, treat her. Then you are as good as a brahmachari. True brahmachari. This is not brahmachari. Qualification, Krishna said. Then you can make advancement. You can make as good as advantage anything, any grihastha, man, woman. He can go back to God in one life. How? Jayananda Prabhu is going back to God. Though he didn't get married. He wanted to marry. Prabhu said, no, don't marry. That is what I mean. Please correct me. Some of my God brothers are sitting here. You don't have to pay everybody this, that, external. Then you will get some facility maybe. But Krishna will see or her. Where is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Gaukman, Naho Bhatu, Markat Vairagya Nakara, don't take the dress of a, like a monkey, showing I am renounced. No. Showing people that I am this, I am that, renounced the world. Jathajogya Vishaya Bunja, you want to enjoy something, take as much as just to keep the body fit to practice Krishna consciousness. Don't be greedy. Yukta Vaidya. Take, but don't get attached. As much as is necessary for the body, to keep the body and soul together, so that you can practice Krishna consciousness. Then gradually, Krishna is seeing you are sincere at heart. Antaranjava, at heart, become detached. Don't be attached. And one, I want to become renowned. Then Krishna will make you renowned. Inside, outside. Within a short time you say, Krishna tumai koribe uddhar. Krishna will deliver you from the material entanglement, material existence. You come back. And he came, his father couldn't do anything. So we also should learn from all these things. He wanted to go to Krishna direct, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he came to Nityananda, who is nothing non-divine from Balaram, Nityananda said, hey, you rascal, you are hiding. So he is just joking. Come here and put his feet on his head and say, all my associates, you see, entertain them, feed them. Nice prasad, chirad, dahi, all these things. And he said, I am giving you this punishment, rascal. Actually, Raghunath is quite, you know, sober. You could understand, actually, it is not punishment, it is a great blessing to serve the Vaishnava. In order to go to God, Vishnu, you have to serve those who are dear and near one, his associates, those who are Vaishnava. Then Krishna accept. Then Chaitanya will accept. Then Chaitanya will accept him. Yes, now yes. So he did that, and Nityananda Prabhu was very pleased. Very pleased. Next day told all his associates, bless Raghunath. He has got Apsara-like beautiful wife. He is not attractive. He knows his heart. Now I tell you, when you go to, very soon you will go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you will become his associate, you can serve him. You will see, very soon, he will engage you, one of his most intimate associates, under him you will be ending devotion. And I will be always with you. If you believe me, then he will give him. You really want instruction direct from me. He knows better, but still if you want, I am telling. Then he gave some instruction. You know, don't eat palatable dishes, don't be attractive dishes, all these things. I mean, this could be dangerous sometimes. Yeah, we find it, we are trying. This is called sadhana. Sadhana means we are trying, but sometimes we can fail. So Krishna is testing how serious and sincere we are, how far we can pay the price. And accordingly, Krishna is reciprocating. Je jathamam prapadyante, according to our surrender. Tang tathvi bhajamam, Krishna accordingly reward him. And accordingly we are progressing, all of us here sitting, progression. I'm just simply repeating what Prabhupada personally or in general said in his book, like that. This is 9 o'clock. I don't know how long I go. This is many things there. It may be some you may like, some not. And if you want, I can tell. Otherwise, if you want in time finish, this is 9 o'clock. So everybody, Prabhupada, somebody asked Prabhupada, conversation with Prabhupada, what everybody is looking for. Then Prabhupada said, we are looking for ananda, yes? But you are material ananda, you are thinking ananda. This is not ananda. Real ananda is spiritual ananda. Really? Yes. That ananda, what is the difference? Difference is one anandam buddhivan. That will go on increasing. And it will never go still. But this ananda, whatever material ananda, you find after some time, you don't like it. This is the difference. So it is said that who is called Ram? Now, Ram means, one definition of Ram is there. Ramante yoginam anante. One is trying to contact, dovetail his activities with Krishna consciousness. Ramante yoginam anante. His ananda knows no bounds. His ananda knows no, there is no limit to his ananda. For that, Rishabhdev said, nayam deho, don't think, become free from bodily consciousness. Niloke, kastan kaman virjam, tapodibvam. To practice Krishna consciousness and do this tapasya. Jena sutra, so that your existence, body, mind, everything, material, become purified. Otherwise, your soul is sleeping and mind taking the advantage, thinking, this is my heart, the mind, I enjoy. At once we forget Krishna. At once we forget. Krishna bhuliyaji bhogavansa kare, mayate tare pasacharujarjaya. Moment we serve Krishna in this attitude, we find our bliss go on increasing. We are making progress. So, he said that anandam buddhivardhanam, that you will go on expanding, we will know definitely anandamaya abhasa. Our life should be the always joyful. If you are joyful and enjoying, you are becoming Krishna conscious. You are getting the mercy of, you are in touch with ananda, that is Ram, Krishna, Balaram, and you are progressing. And if you surrender completely, we won't fall down by His mercy. Then you come to the spiritual plane. And gradually, Prabhupada said, Shevan Mukhe Jivadu, we, without offense, will be chanting, then our heart will be cleansed of all dirty things. Anatta. And we'll find, Rupa Goswami said, when you chant Hare Krishna, you feel like when I have so one mouth, what will chant? I have millions of mouths. And I have got millions of pair of ears. I can hear Hari Nam and Harikatha. And go to the heart, heart will be, stop functioning like that. He said, something more discussed. We can go at least, first we should try to relish. At present, we are relishing most probably prasad. That is good, but we have to make advancement beyond that. I'll stop it here. I don't want to be a big mouth telling all these things. Please, you pray for me so that we can enjoy Harikatha, what Prabhupada said, serving Krishna, just somebody would like distributing book and serving like that. Any comment, any question? More than that I won't tell, but I think all these things, no, I won't tell. It will be dry to us. Yes?
In the beginning of your class, you were speaking on the Hare Krishna mantra and how Rama, people were objecting that Rama means Lord Ram, and Prabhupada was saying, no, Rama means Balaram. And when I first joined the Hare Krishna movement, that's how the Hare Krishna mantra was explained to me. Lord Krishna, Rama means Balaram. Then years later I heard that Rama means Radha Raman. You enjoy Srimati Radhika.
Yes.
So I was wondering, is there any final decision on this, and is there any
final
dish. Prabhupada
was like that. Our Prabhupada follows our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, which means achinta, means inconceivable, means same at the same time, different, from which angle you see. So, Parshuram is also Ram, Balaram is also Ram, and Krishna is also Ram, in a sense, is Radharaman Ram. These are very subtle things. They are also different. Radharaman Ram's dealing is different, he is with Radharani. And Balaram Ram is not never with Radharani. Did you ever see any picture or anything? Balaram is there. No. And Parshuram case is different. One by one. Let me finish. So once one preaching to sannyasis of an international organization, he is saying Balaram is no. He is he is Krishna. And Arjuna said, no, he is Balaram. Do you understand? Then Prabhupada called them both. He said, well, both are right. Why you say this is wrong, this is right? Both is ultimately Ram or Krishna. Within Krishna, is not Balaram there? And is not Ramchandra there? All are there. But if you see other sister organization book, Balaram means this Ram. Prabhupada say, read my book, digest it. If you read other book at the same time, you may misunderstand me. Does it make clear? Not quiet. Carry on. Let me see. Go ahead.
I'm wondering if Prabhupada had a preference. That's all.
Prabhupada has?
Had a preference for how you think of the name. Did he express any preference? That you should think of it as Balaram.
Prabhupada said, repeat what I say and meditate on that. So I have this limitation. Now you can go further if you try. I am not even free from bodily concept. I'll run now after something to enjoy and talking big philosophy. I have not adhikar. Well, if somebody has, yeah, please do, and you can help us. Please save us, deliver us. It is not important how much you know. Important is how much you are attached to Krishna. Where is our attachment? We know. We don't know, we definitely know. If you are hungry, you know. But if you are not hungry, you don't relish, even there is so many things palatable. Yeah? Any question? Any comment? Let us chant Hare Krishna. I think that will solve all our problems. Krishna is within our heart. He will give us knowledge. Krishna says, Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhanta Parasparam. This is pure devotee. And what he does? Tesham Sata Juktanam. One who does engage in Krishna consciousness, Vajatam Pritipurvakam with love and devotion, Dadami Buddhi Jayagam. He will give us knowledge. From him come remembrance, knowledge, and also forgetfulness. So this is what I know. Please enlighten us otherwise. Anybody can enlighten us in this matter? What is saying? Where is our... So many other devotees sitting long time in the movement, know anything? Can throw some light on this? Paradhyaya ji, you, or Janivas ji, or Panchangri, who is there?
Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
Or any other god sister? I am trying to be a parrot.
Hare Krishna?
Prabhupada, yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, Gita Nagari Prabhu's question is,
yeah.
Is there any difference between, did Srila Prabhupada have any preference as to when the name Ram in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, does it refer to Balaram, or does it refer to Lord Ramachandra, right?
Or Radha.
Or Radharama. See, his question is, did Srila Prabhupada ever express...
Everybody can hear? Please do it clearly and loudly.
Haribol?
Louder.
Yeah, did Srila Prabhupada have any preference for the understanding of the name Ram, the holy name Ram, in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Are we to think of Lord Balaram? Are we to think of Lord Ramachandra? Are we to think of Radha Raman? So I think Maharaj explained the answer quite nicely, is that if you meditate on Lord, there is one instance where Prabhupada does mention Balaram, that's a fact. But as Maharaj said, in the name of Ram is Krishna, and in the name of Ram is Balaram and also Lord Ramachandra. So I think that's the really simple answer to the question, as far as I can understand.
May I say, add something? I don't know whether it's relevant, but it's nearest to it. As far as I know, this Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, when you are saying, what you are meaning? Anybody knows? What meaning Prabhupada said? Anybody? Raise hand. Please, Prabhupada. Huh? Please.
We are trying to connect ourselves with the internal energy of the Lord. That means it's basically when Hare Krishna means Hare is the internal energy. So by that way, we try to imagine as Radharani as the most internal potency. But here, as you are explaining, Prabhupada is mentioning Balaram.
Prabhupada say, if you read other books, first read my books and digest, understand everything. And you read other books, then you may misunderstand me. Saying this, then I am saying. Now, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, go on reading other books, you'll have many, many meanings. Depending on your Odhikar, which platform you are. Prabhupada gave us the platform you are, it means, O internal energy, pleasure giving energy of the Lord, O Krishna, O Ram, please engage me in your service so that I am not overpowered by Maya. Now, if you see other Acharya's book, reading Prabhupada also, just like one boy asking Prabhupada, he reading many books. Prabhupada, why Krishna has peacock feather on your head? Anybody knows? Prabhupada looked at him and he said, we are all individual beings? Yes. Krishna is individual being? Yes. So Krishna likes peacock feather to put on his head. But he read from other books that Krishna Radharani has got a pastime. I won't go into detail now. You go to Vrindavan, they tell all these things. Relating to peacock, dancing to peacock, and they become like that. Krishna one, dancing. And there are other reasons also. The Krishna part, related to the Krishna. And you are shocked. What Prabhupada is saying? So I rather follow Prabhupada than other. That is my saying. Answer. This is just like this in mathematics. One level, even material world, one level we know something about zero, means nothing. But when you go to higher level, you realize that something most insignificant. You can divide even with zero, with one, and become infinity. And if you tell it a young schoolboy, and I don't think he cannot comprehend how it becomes zero and dividing something and become infinity. But when you go to higher maths, he can understand, yes. Both are knowledge, but depending on what level he is, his odhikar, qualification. Prabhupada asked somebody, so everybody become pure devotee? Yes, it is open for everybody. But everybody may not be at the same time become pure. Because he has to qualify himself. Knowing something theoretical and realizing something, there is so much difference. So much difference. So that's his case. Atas Sri Krishna Amadi, all these things nobody can understand as long as he take the role of an enjoyer of this material world. He cannot understand. Only theoretical as professor can tell. But you render devotional service, spiritual knowledge means as Brahma God. Brahma prayed and all the demigod and Lord within the heart revealed, I am coming, transmission through the heart. Tene Brahma Hida. So every day we chant, Dibbogyan Hidepoka, spiritual knowledge, according to your surrender and devotional service, love and devotion, Krishna will reveal within the heart. Otherwise anybody can say, but ultimately he is not in that platform. So it is difficult for him to maintain purity. But simply surrenders, Krishna and give him protection to maintain his purity and stand. Hare Krishna. Thank Prabhupada. I am just parrot of Prabhupada. I am not in the leather, too high is not speaking.